Andrew, I guess the obvious, just give us an update. The non-contact is gone. How do you feel today?
Yeah, I feel good. I felt good probably the last 4 or 5 days now. So, yeah, I feel comfortable with being ready to go.
What do you remember about the head itself? Did you watch it after?
Or? Yeah, I watched it after. At the time, I thought it was more dirty than it was. It was just kind of I put myself in a bad spot, and luckily they changed that pole and a little pad into a curved glass there. So that was that probably saved me from a bigger injury. So it wasn't as dirty as I thought it was. Really wasn't that dirty at all. So I just put myself in a bad spot, and that's just kind of the game we play, you know.
Is the rounded glass better than the padding?
Oh, for sure. I think, I don't know if my head would be attached to my body right now if it wasn't. So. Yeah, I think that probably saved me some years of my life, to be honest with you.
Have you ever done a rental extension before then?
Yeah, I mean, I would not face first, though.
Right. How bad were the symptoms?
Not too bad. Without getting into too many specifics, it wasn't as bad as my first couple. So that was a promising sign, and just kind of had to go through the protocol, though.
Third concussion you had?
Yeah.
The other two in...
one was in Michigan and one was here.
Okay. But obviously, with what we now know about concussions, how concerned are you as an athlete when you know that you've had a few now?
Well, that's why you have to make sure that, all your symptoms are gone and you're doing all the proper things, taking the proper vitamins, doing the proper exercise to kind of get your brain going again, and for the rest of your body to... to help along with that. So I feel like, I've got some great resources that I, reached out to and got work with. And I think, it's obviously a huge part of our sport right now is all the concussion talk. But, if you keep doing all the right things, you're going to, hopefully alleviate those symptoms as you grow older.
What are the keys? I mean, because you've gone through it before, what are the keys when you get back into game action?
Oh, I definitely keep it simple right away. I try and, use your legs and try to stay in as good a shape as possible. You got to take a couple of days off, but I feel like, I haven't, fallen off the wagon in terms of my conditioning or anything like that. So keep it really simple, short shifts, and then just kind of, find a way to get yourself into the game and, hopefully get some quick shifts to kind of get my legs going again.
So the knowledge that you have on concussions now, Drew, are you more cautious when coming back and making sure that all this is gone than maybe you would have been when you were younger?
Yeah, I think, as you get older, you continue to learn more and more about, everything about the body. And I think, I reached out to a couple resources that really, helped me, alleviate some of the symptoms and, get my vision back in order, that kind of thing. Not that I've seen double or anything like that, but, getting your eyes to follow, the right spots. So. I think you want to make, real sure that all the symptoms are gone and that you're being completely honest with the doctors and, you're doing the tests to the best of your ability, not only now, but at the beginning of the year. So you have a baseline. So they know like where your brain is capable of processing at. So, taking those seriously is honestly a really important thing.
You guys had pretty good run of good health here to start the year. Yeah. Now in the last few games, yourself and Dustin and Joe going down, I guess, shows why you need, number one, the depth on a team, and it's inevitable in a hockey season guys
for sure
are going to go down.
Yeah, we've seen that time and time again in my time here that, it's as soon as you feel like you're going good, the string injuries can hit. So I think it's important that, everyone's ready to go and, ready to take on a bigger role at any point. So, it kind of sucks that we're going to miss Dustin for a little bit, obviously. Still, I don't know what the word is on Joe yet, but... you got to have guys ready to go for sure, and I think we've accumulated some pretty good depth here, so it's an important part of our team.